This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. soldier Travis King is reported to be on his way home after being expelled by North Korea. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Sweden was the chief interlocutor with North Korea on the transfer, while China helped facilitate the transfer, according to three senior Biden administration officials who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity to discuss the transfer. One official underscored that the U.S. was grateful for China's assistance, but that Beijing did not play a further mediating role in the events. The advisers said that the U.S. had first learned through Swedish officials earlier this month that North Korea was looking to expel King, the U.S. not providing any concessions to the North in exchange for King. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The investigation continues into a fire at a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq, where more than 100 people were killed and at least 150 others injured. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Survivors said hundreds of people were at the wedding celebration after an earlier church service. The fire began about an hour into the event when flares ignited a ceiling decoration as the bride and groom danced. The Interior Ministry said it had issued 4 arrest warrants for the owners of the wedding hall, state media reported. And President Abdul Latif Rashid has called for an investigation. State media added that preliminary information indicated that the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, which contributed to its rapid collapse.
It was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan detained the former head of Nagorno-Karabakh separatist government as he tried to join thousands crossing into Armenia following Azerbaijan's 24-hour blitz last week to reclaim control of the region. The arrest on Wednesday was announced by Azerbaijan's Border Guard Service. It appears to reflect Azerbaijan's intention to forcefully enforce its grip on the region. Officials said at least 192 Azerbaijani troops were killed during the offensive, while Nagorno-Karabakh officials say at least 200 people died on their side, including 10 civilians. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez has pleaded not guilty in a wide-ranging corruption case as the debate continues over his fate in Congress. We get more on that story from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Menendez insists he will be exonerated, and while colleagues say he is entitled to a fair trial, more than half of Senate Democrats now say he should step down, including number 2 Democrat Dick Durbin. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has not called for his resignation, but says Menendez will address colleagues tomorrow.
And we'll see what happens after that.
Schumer says senators are held to a high standard.
And clearly, when you read the indictment, Senator Menendez fell way, way below that standard.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Malayan political groups expressed outrage on Wednesday at the junta's decision to postpone indefinitely the presidential election that was supposed to bring back civilian rule. The ruling junta on Monday announced a delay to a presidential election scheduled for February in the jihadi-hit West African nation. The reasons given for the postponement included issues linked to the adoption this year of a new constitution and a review of the electoral list. The U.S. Senate is moving ahead with a bipartisan approach to prevent a government shutdown, but on the House of Representatives side, Speaker Kevin McCarthy is seeking to break a stalemate by asking hard-right Republicans to do what they've said they'd never do and pass their own temporary measure to keep the government open. A House test vote is set for Friday, one day before the shutdown deadline. Their plan would cut spending by 8% and toughen border security. The Senate bill would fund the government, adding $6 billion for Ukraine and $6 billion for U.S. disaster relief. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.